Well, this is Pastor Ryan Brown from Calvary Baptist Church, and we're here for 4-H4U from the 2016 Scioto County Fair. Stay tuned for interviews with advisors, young people, projects with still projects, and large animals, small animals, but all around young people who've made an investment in something very important. So stay tuned for 4-H4U.
Very good. I'm here with one of our older 4-H'ers, and we've got a young man by the name of?
Timothy Haskins.
And you go to what school, Timothy?
Portsmouth High School.
So you are a Portsmouth Fighting Trojan.
Yep.
Now, how does a kid get involved in 4-H that's in Portsmouth? I'm sure some people get the idea it's all about cows and horses. What are some of the things that you've done? How'd you get in 4-H?
Basically, I've done woodworking every year I did 4-H.
Okay. So you did woodworking projects. Tell me some of the people that's helped you do these things.
You, Pastor Ryan Brown, your dad, Dave Brown, my brother.
Your bouncing baby brother, Jacob. And what are some of the things that you've built?
I made a flower box 1 year. And this year I made a footstool, I think.
So you made a footstool. And do you plan to use that in the bathroom to have it handy to help you reach up and brush your teeth or that sort
No.
of thing? Okay. What are you going to do with the thing?
Probably just set it up for decoration.
Set it up for decoration. Do you decorate your house with footstools a lot?
No.
No? Okay. Well, very good. Hey, what's the draw for you? Why get involved in 4-H?
Basically, I thought it'd be something fun to do.
Something fun to do, something maybe to learn about you hadn't learned about before.
Yeah.
And so, well, very good. Now, you are going to be what in school this year?
I'll be a senior in high school.
Be a senior. You're going to be a mister
yep.
in high school this year. And after that, what's your plans?
I plan to go to Ohio University for college.
Ohio University. Go there for college. And then come back to Scioto County and teach us everything you know. Is that right?
I guess.
That sounds like a plan. All right. Keep up the good work, Timothy.
I will.
I'm here with a young lady that I've known for a long time. She's come to our church and been involved in a lot of different things here. And I'm here with...
Taylor.
Taylor what?
Waybright.
Taylor Waybright, who I call Taylor...
So Bright.
So Bright. That's right. And she's going to try her best to talk out today and tell us a little bit about what she does. Now, where do you go to school, Taylor?
Portsmouth.
And what grade are you in?
Going into ninth.
You're going to be in high school. What do you think about that? Are you looking forward to being a freshman?
I guess.
You guess. Yeah. All right. Now, in 4-H, what kind of things have you done?
Sewing.
You've done sewing.
And cooking.
Sewing and cooking at the same time?
No.
So what kind of things have you sewn?
I've sewn a pillowcase dress and a skirt.
Now, what'd you do the pillowcase dress for?
For kids in Zambia, Africa.
For kids in Zambia, Africa. So you made a dress here in Portsmouth, Ohio, mm-hmm. and you send that thing back to Zambia, Africa.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive. And so there's a little girl over there wearing this pillowcase dress. Now, what kind of things have you cooked?
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Is that a dish you specialize in called a lot of things?
No.
No. So what did you do this year in 4-H?
Sewing.
Any other things?
No.
What makes you want to get involved in this thing?
I don't know. It's just fun. Get to hang out with my friends.
Hang out with your friends. Have you learned anything?
Yeah.
Have you ever caught your finger in the sewing machine?
Nope.
Good. That's a little victory right there, isn't it?
Yep.
That's a plus. Well, Taylor, thank you very much for all your great words of wisdom here in this interview. And I hope you continue on with 4-H, all right?
Well, I'm out here at the Scioto County Fair, and I've found a Wheelersburg Pirate. There aren't very many of us out here, but I found a young man by the name of?
Pete Newman.
And last year, you showed a different animal than you're showing last year. Now, what did you do last year?
I showed a pig last year.
Now, what did you decide to do this year?
I took a goat this year.
Now, what makes a person say, you know what, I'm going to leave what I know, showing a hog, and I'm going to show a goat. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I've done pigs for the last 3 years, so I figured this year would be pretty cool to try a new animal.
Now, is agriculture the only thing you're involved in, or what other things do you do back there in Wheelersburg, Ohio?
Well, I play baseball. I do sports like that. I do karate, and then I do some tech fairs and stuff like that at the school.
So you've got everything from sports to technology to agriculture. So you're all over the place, huh?
Yeah, you're pretty much everywhere.
Well, good deal. Now, the show's a little bit earlier for you this year. Hog show on Thursday, goat show on Tuesday. How's that going to change your fair this week?
It kind of rushes everything in the beginning of the week, getting them all ready.
Of course, that'll probably make the end of the week pretty easy. You just be sitting on cruise control, right?
Yeah, it'll be pretty fun.
Well, very good. I hope you have a great week and keep up the good work. Thanks. As we continue to feature our advisors on the 4-H4U broadcast, we're going to come now to Jenny Brown. Now, she's the ramrod of the Scioto County Crusaders 4-H Club in Portsmouth, Ohio. What made you decide several years ago we need to start a 4-H club in Portsmouth where there are not any other clubs? What made you decide to get involved?
Well, I have a real heart for these young people, and I realize that there is not a 4-H club in Portsmouth itself, being the fact that we did work with children in Portsmouth because that's where our church is located, then I started looking in that direction. Just be able to teach the children that we came in contact with some life skills.
Now, your 4-H experience was an agricultural background.
Some. As a child, I did some still projects, but of course, when we were in 4-H as a family, it was mainly livestock.
You had to maybe reacclimate yourself and inform yourself to some of the stuff that was going on.
Well, I opened the door to a lot of diversity. I tried to give them some choices. Well, when I did that, that really opened up a lot of doors, from scrapbooking to cooking to woodworking, sewing, whatever. Well, I could get someone to work with them individually, but then I had to actually control the books and the activity that went on with all of the projects.
So it became a lot more work for you.
Very much.
But the thing that motivates you is you continue to see fruit out of young people, and you just hope you're putting a notch in the belt. You've got to have some successes. Tell us some of those things that have motivated you to keep going at it.
I could easily be brought to tears when I start thinking of going back to different children that we've worked with. Sewing projects to see, I had one this year. She started out with not even knowing how to handle a needle, and then to finish her project with the sewing machine and just put it on and said, "I love it." Well, it almost brought me to tears. The fulfillment there is great.
So ultimately, it's not about your accomplishment. It's about theirs.
Absolutely.
And that's the motivation, isn't it?
It is.
Well, very good. Well, I appreciate all your help with 4-H. All right. I'm here with a young man by the name of?
Jason McGraw.
Jason McGraw. Now, Jason, is it true that you're a Wheelersburg Pirate?
No.
Where do you go to school?
West.
So you're a West Sider.
Yeah.
Now, you've been involved in 4-H for a few years. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you have any idea how long?
6 years, maybe.
About 6 years. That's pretty impressive. Now, what 4-H project did you get involved in this year? What did you work on?
Woodworking.
What did you try to build?
A gun case.
Now, why'd you want to build a gun case?
Because I needed it for, like, my guns.
So you needed it for, like, your guns. Who was it that helped you?
Pastor Brown and Dave Brown.
Very good. Now, how did they help you? What did they do to help you learn about the project and all that kind of stuff?
They got me the wood. They, told me, like, that I have to have it, like, even at all corners.
So they taught you just some woodworking stuff and how it's supposed to be and what you're supposed to do and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Now, is 4-H something that you anticipate kind of doing down the road?
Yeah.
You probably want to take a 4-H steer, is that right?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, Jason, tell me one thing that you've enjoyed out of 4-H in your time this year.
Probably going to the shop and running around.
Yeah, I figured that was it. Because if I remember right, you at the shop was a whole lot of running around and having a good time. Well, Jason, keep up the good work, and we're proud of you being involved in 4-H. Well, folks, I'm blessed to be in the presence of a mighty Minford Falcon. And we have a young lady by the name of?
Allison.
Allison. And you go to Minford, is that true?
Yep.
And what grade are you in?
I'm going into ninth.
Going into ninth. High school is on the horizon. Well, congratulations. You've arrived. So what are you doing 4-H?
I have market rabbits.
Market rabbits. Now, what in the world is a market rabbit?
It is a rabbit that you can auction off to go and get butchered and eaten.
So tell us a little bit more about this. Do you show one rabbit?
I show three.
So you have market rabbits?
Yes.
Do they all show three?
No. There are meat pen and there is doe and litter.
What's a doe and litter? Is that like a bred rabbit?
No. It's like the mother and all and her entire
litter.
So the
mother is called a doe.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about Pillsbury Doughboy here. No. Okay. So there's doe and litter. There's different projects. But you show a...
meat pen.
A meat pen. Now, how many is that?
Three.
Three rabbits. Show them all at the same time. What do you look for in a good rabbit?
Size and behavior.
How big's too big?
If it's over 5 pounds, it won't sell. And if it's under 3.5, it won't sell.
So you got to have somewhere between 3.5 and 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And then you show, and then the top 25 sell. Is that right?
Yep.
And so you really want to make sure you get in the top 25.
Yeah.
That makes things super good. And why in the world of all the things that you could get involved in 4-H did you pick rabbits?
Well, I had a rabbit as a kid growing up, and I really liked them. I don't know. So I just thought this is an opportunity to have rabbits.
So you had a rabbit as a kid.
Yeah.
Did you just catch it out in the wild, or where'd you get this rabbit?
We got it at a pet store.
So you got a pet store rabbit. What'd you name it?
Foxy Loxy.
Foxy Loxy. You got to say it right, you know?
Yeah.
Foxy Loxy. And so you had Foxy Loxy, and now you've got three rabbits, and do they have names?
No, we're not supposed to get attached to them.
You're not supposed to get attached to them?
Yeah.
Because you know they're going to be turned into meat.
Yeah.
What do people eat off of rabbits? I mean, what, like, do we, can we go to Kroger and get rabbits, or what's rabbit meat go to, do you know?
Actually, I'm not really sure.
I've had trouble finding rabbit meat.
Yeah, they don't sell Kroger. It in stores.
So it's probably a specialty kind of thing.
Yeah.
Very good. Of course, there's rabbit's feet. You know, good luck for a rabbit's foot. Yeah. There's probably a market there, so that's good. Are you going to miss your rabbits when they're gone?
No.
Not really?
Mm-mm.
Ready to move on to the next one, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, congratulations. Keep up the good work, and trust all goes well.
Thanks.
All right, I'm here on Monday at the Scioto County Fair with Mr. Peyton Beaumont. And he reminded me that he was a part of this last year for 4-H4U, and now we get a follow-up this year. So let's give a big greeting to him. So how are things going there, Mr. Beaumont?
It's going pretty good here.
So what project do you have this year?
Market goat.
Now, what's the difference between a market goat and a regular goat?
The market goat does meat, and the other goats, they're just pets.
It is. So when you have a market goat, what do you eat? Like, what do we eat off of the goat? Do we eat its bones?
No, we eat the meat out of it.
You eat the meat out of the goat. What does goat meat go into?
Pepperoni.
Oh, man, we got horse
flies. Pepperoni. Now, I imagine you probably being how old now?
12, almost 13.
That means you're probably a big fan of pizza.
I can sit here and I can just.
And I'm turning 13 to go here.
Oh, that's during the fair. You'll be taking some pepperoni pizza maybe for chance, putting some goat on your pizza. Do you, that's the way you like yours?
Nope.
Well, how do you like your pizza?
They're not available during this call.
What do you like? What do you like on your pizza?
Like
mushrooms, some pepperoni.
And some pepperoni. Well, very good. Now, I hope you have a great week and keep up the good work.
Salvation's plan. I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Without the blood, where would I be?
I would be lost
without the cross.
All right, we're here in the fair barn at the Scioto County Fair, and I've got a young man from what town, what school?
Wheelersburg.
A Wheelersburg Pirate out here in Lucasville, scared to death, running for his life. And I've got a young man by the name of Mr. Josh Bigsy Boggs. And tell us what you've got out here at the Scioto County Fair.
I have a market pig.
Now, what are you planning on doing with that market pig?
Selling it and getting money.
Selling it and getting money, and then what's going to happen to that pig after it's done?
It's going to get munchies.
Which part of the pig is your favorite part of the pig?
The bacon.
Now, what do you like to put bacon on?
Ham sandwiches.
Wait, so you put bacon on ham sandwiches?
Yeah.
So you like pig on your pig sandwich?
Yeah.
Do you like to put a pork chop on that as well?
I don't know, I haven't tried that.
Maybe a little bit of sausage?
Yeah.
So you like everything on the pig, is that right?
Yeah.
Is your favorite part the pickled pig's feet?
No.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
So how do you know that you don't like it? got a pretty good idea. Well, very good. Now, do you have any other projects that you brought to the fair before?
No, just the pig.
Just the pig. That's kind of what your family does, isn't it? All right. Well, I hope everything goes well. So, show is Thursday, is that right?
Yep.
Very good. Pair it up. Thanks, Josh.